Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 146 of Parenting in Real Life. Today in this episode, we are going to be talking all about how to use podcasts to bond with your kids. So if you're listening to this podcast, then I'm going to assume that you love podcasts just like we do. And as much as I love to listen to it for myself and the things that I learn, I find that podcasts are also a great tool to connect with our kids. And that can be on road trips or when you're doing chores throughout the house or just finding things to talk about with your kids. In this interview with Andy Smiley, she is going to share with us all about how to do that, some podcasts that she loves, and different ways that we can use them to connect with our kids in all ages, from children up through teenagers. So I think you are going to love this episode.
Hi, I'm Alan.
And I'm Alexis. We had 5 kids in 7 years. People think we're crazy, and sometimes we think they might be right, but most of the time, we love it.
We hope this is a place where you can learn to be a better parent, but without taking yourself too seriously.
Whether you're a new parent or have a few years under your belt, we hope you can find something new to think about.
Or laugh about. After all, this is Parenting in Real Life.
Before we jump into this interview with Andy, I just want to tell you about this really awesome opportunity. We recently did a podcast episode with Emily Hamblin. That was the one all about having more fun in your parenting, if you listen to that one. And she just recently put together a membership program. It's called Confidently Momming Kids with Big Emotions. And I have a promo code for you to sign up for her membership to get 50% off your first month, and then it's only $29 a month. So you can join in March for just $14.50. But this promo code only lasts through the month of March. So make sure you use Real Life to get that 50% off your first month. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes so you can check it out. But if you have kids with big emotions, I definitely have that, then you are definitely going to want to check out Emily's membership program so you can learn how to be more confident in parenting that type of child. And now to our interview with Andy. All right. Well, we are so excited to have Andy Smiley with us today. We are going to be talking all about podcasts, and it's obvious that we love podcasts here. So I can't wait to get started. But before we dive into what we're going to talk about, Andy, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Definitely. My name is Andy Smiley. Like you said, I am the host of The Friendly Podcast Guide, a podcast that helps moms find podcasts that they love. And my episodes are short because I like a short podcast, so I make a short podcast. Each episode is about 15 minutes, and I just help you find your next favorite podcast. If that is a parenting podcast, awesome. Well, you already know of a good one, Parenting in Real Life. Or if you want something a little more niche, we can find you movie podcasts. Last summer, one of my most unique podcasts that I got to interview was a giant monster movie podcast. Very fun, very niche, and adorable. So podcasts are everywhere, and there are a lot of different kinds. So I like to help moms find their next favorite podcast.
I love this so much because Andy and I were just talking about this before, that it's kind of hard to find podcasts. There's not a super great way to search them. So we need someone like you who can tell us this is what they are and this is what you're looking for. So it's such a good resource.
That's the hope, is you can go to my website and find exactly what you're looking for and hopefully do it quickly, so you're not stuck listening to a bunch of different podcasts that are like an hour long, because who has time for that?
Right. And that's why we like to keep ours short too, because we know parents, especially moms, don't have time for that.
Seriously.
So today we're going to be talking about just how we can use podcasts to bond as a family. And so the first thing we kind of want to talk about is how we can listen together as a family. And so, Andy, if you could tell us just maybe your best tips on if you want to listen with your family, like how you can do that and maybe the benefits of that.
Totally. So listening to a podcast as a whole family has a lot of benefits, quite honestly. One of the main things that it can do is it can help it when you're already trying to bond, if that makes sense. So if you're trying to clean up dinner as a family, throw on a podcast that everyone likes, and then there's something that you can listen to and talk about while you're doing it, makes it less odious and more fun. Or if you're on a family road trip and everyone is really mad at each other because you've been in the car for 10 hours already, throw on a podcast that you think at least most people will like, and then you've got something to listen to while you go. And also when it's done, you can keep talking about it, and it can be something that you continue that conversation throughout the trip or for the rest of your lives, right? I feel like podcasts are a really great way to start a conversation, especially when you don't know what to talk about. So yeah. Also a nice thing about podcasts is you can have them on your phone, or you can literally ask Alexa or Google or whatever, and they've got them all on there too. So you don't have to have a documentary set up to watch with your family to talk about something. You can throw on a podcast. The most recent one that I just started listening to that I think is really fascinating is called The Last Soviet. It's about a Russian cosmonaut. Nope, he wasn't Russian. He was from the Soviet Union. And he was up in space when the Soviet Union fell. And so it was just really fascinating, interesting, like has space in there and cosmonauts, but also just like how the politics work in. So very interesting. So if your family likes space, then that's a really good one to listen to.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you can get really niche on stuff like that, right? Like if you want something very specific, like I want to learn about this part of history, or, you know, or sort of, or more generic, like all things about parenting or, you know, or kids or whatever. So I love that there's so many different types of podcasts that you can really find what you're looking for your family. And road trips is usually where we listen to podcasts as a family, because it gets crazy in the car and then we can find something that everyone will listen to. I mean, youngest to oldest, right? From our youngest is 5 to 12, and they'll all listen to this podcast. And it is really fun to be able to just talk about it afterwards. And that extends like the life of the podcast during your road trip, right? Because then we can talk about it. My kids will usually want to see like pictures if it's about somebody, like, oh, I want to see what they look like, you know? So it's a fun way to introduce them to different topics.
Definitely. And truly, if I might add, on a road trip, usually those are the things that make the fun memories, at least with my family. When my partner and I took a quick trip to Jackson Hole, one of the things that we always talk about isn't like the Tetons. It's listening to this hilarious podcast from Stuff You Should Know about wombat poop that is square. Like random, but that is what we always talk about. We were listening to it while we were in the Wendy's drive-thru, and it was so funny, and we couldn't stop laughing. We couldn't make our order. Like just silly things like that. Those are the memories that usually stick with us the most. We have pictures of the beautiful Tetons, but the thing that we remember and has the funnest memory is listening to a podcast while in the Wendy's drive-thru. So while yes, you go to fun places and make cool memories, sometimes podcasts can spur on those conversations that make the best memories.
Yes, I love that so much. I'm sure when you look at those pictures, you remember the podcast, right?
Yes, yeah, always.
Right? Oh, that is so great. Okay, some other things that we want to talk about are just, we can listen to podcasts as a family. But what about when you have teenagers? And we were just talking before this about how teenagers are actually listening to podcasts more and more. And so what are some ways that we can connect with our teenagers over podcasts?
So I'm going to be completely honest. My oldest is 5. So we are not quite to the teenagers range, but I have some cousins that are really close. My brothers are just exiting the teenager years. And these are some things that I've used with the teenagers in my life that have helped me to connect with them. And I've talked to other moms that do similar things too. So I promise I'm not completely out in left field. One of the best things to do is to figure out what podcast your teenagers are already listening to and then start listening to them. Then you will know what they want to talk about. And you can say, "Ooh, did you hear last week's episode? It was so interesting when blah, 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 blah." And then you've got a conversation right there built in, ready for you. And you know that they'll be interested because it's a podcast that they're interested in. Mm-hmm. And you can also do this by introducing other podcasts to them that you think they might like. One of my favorites that's a little more general, like you were saying earlier, is called Stuff You Should Know. Very, very broad. And that is actually, that's the one with the wombat poop, if you want to start there. But they have everything from like wombat poop to famous people or not so famous people, like John DeLorean, the Back to the Future car is named after him, to like ketchup bottles. Very interesting, very crazy, and like all over the place. So you can say, "Hey, what's something you're interested in? Like, hey, I know you like space. Here are 3 space podcasts. Tell me which one you want to talk about. Or I know you're really interested in fill in the blank. Pick one. Let's listen to it on the drive to band camp or whatever." Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice way to ease into conversations without your teen feeling like that you're bombarding them with trying to love them.
Right. Oh, I love that. Do you have some other examples of some podcasts for teenagers or maybe that teenagers would like?
Yes. So one of my favorites truly is Stuff You Should Know, because there are just so many different options that you can just search through their archive. They have thousands of episodes. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good one. Another one could be stuff you missed in history class. If your kids are more into history, that's always a fun one. Another one that truly I just found, if your kids are a fan of John Green's books that he's written, so like The Fault in Our Stars, Finding Alaska, are two that I've read at least by him. He and his brother have a podcast called Dear Hank and John, and it's fabulous. They answer questions about anything and everything. And I actually found that podcast a couple weeks ago, and I've loved it. It's been really interesting for me. And they're just very genuine people. And so it just makes it fun to hear their points of view. And they're like kind of celebrities. And so that's really fun to hear them be normal with their brother. So that's a good one. One more that I have to add is it's called Song Exploder. It's a podcast for people that like music and want to dive deeper into how like a specific song was made. This one is really fun. It's all different kinds of music, but they specifically look at like independent rock artists, but they've also had Madonna and Panic at the Disco, all types on there. So that one's really fun. If your kids are into music, you can probably find an artist that they like and be like, hey, let's listen to this podcast all about it. And they're relatively short, like 20 minutes long. There's almost 300 episodes, if I'm remembering right. And so lots to choose from, and yeah, you're bound to find at least one episode that you and your kid can both enjoy together.
I love that. And that's something that I kind of struggle with podcasts, is like going back into their episodes a little bit. You know, I usually just listen to the next one, but if you're looking for something specific, you can always just go through their archives, right? And find like, oh, this one sounds interesting, and play that one.
Definitely. And I would say if you're looking for something specific, it's not always the best to go into the podcast app. Usually it's better to go to like their website. It's a little bit easier to search. Usually you can just like do Command F and look for whatever you're looking for. When I try to do it in a podcast app specifically, it's usually a little bit harder. So that's my recommendation. Unless truly the only podcast app that's been pretty easy at searching is Overcast, but that's not the normal one. That's the one I use, but that's not the one everyone uses. So that one, it's a little bit easier to search in, but overall, I would just say go to the website. It's going to be easier to find what you're looking for there.
I also use Overcast, and I do feel like their searching is much better than like on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Overcast has my heart. Right. I don't know if I'm ever going to switch.
I agree. So if you're listening to this and you're listening to on Apple Podcasts, then try switching to Overcast.
Yeah. Overcast has a lot of benefits that Apple doesn't, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I know people that swear by Apple. So to That's each true. Their own.
Right. And now for a quick break. One of my goals this year is to be more flexible in mind and body. So I'm trying to make sure I stretch more as part of that. Most On Demand has a TLC series to help you stretch, and they also have move and mobilize videos that are especially great if you're trying to sit at a desk for a while. And I find that I'm doing that more and more as my kids are getting older and I have more time to work. I also find that my body needs to stretch more after exercising than I used to. And if you're in your 30s like me, then you probably noticed that too. So you will definitely want to check out those stretch videos. So use the coupon code REALLIFE30 to get a 44-day free trial. Then it's only $9.99 a month. So visit mosaondemand.net or click on the link in the show notes and make sure you use the promo code REALLIFE30 for that 44-day free trial. And since you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume that you love podcasts. And I have a new one that I want to share with you. It's called Morning Meditation for Women. It's a daily podcast with short 5 to 10 minute guided meditations. Some of the themes they have focused on are gratitude, stillness, and kindness. These are all things that I'm trying to work on, and it helps me focus on those attributes throughout the day. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast is hosted by the Women's Meditation Network, and they have 11 meditation podcasts for you to choose from. And so if you're looking for something else, you'll definitely want to check that out. Visit womensmeditationnetwork.com or search for Morning Meditation for Women on your favorite podcast app. And I'll also put that link in the show notes. So that is a fantastic way you can bond with your teenagers and finding things that you have in common, or at least what they like, and can help them dive into a little bit deeper of their own interests, right? So, and now let's go to kids. So if you have younger children, how can we bond with our kids over podcasts with younger kids who maybe don't have a phone or may not have access to podcasts quite as easily?
Totally. So there is this new, amazing, wonderful genre of podcasts, and it's kid podcasts. They've been out for, quite honestly, several years at this point, but they're starting to really gain traction. I found kid podcasts at least a year, maybe 2 years ago, when my kids were pretty small. Yeah, because my oldest was three. So 2 years ago. And they are a game changer. I love kid podcasts. They make like running errands or even just like having a mom break. It's just the best. I can turn a kid podcast on, like grab some coloring pages, and the kids will be entertained for like 30 minutes minimum. And it's glorious. But sometimes it's a little overwhelming to try and find a kid podcast that you know your kids are going to like and that you like feel safe putting on for them. And so there are a couple of things that you can do. I have a kid podcast guide that has eight different categories on there, from like science, audio drama, a bunch of different ones with three podcasts under each category, so that you can hopefully find some to start with. So that's a good place to start. If you want an app that is specifically just for kids, then there is an app called Storytopia that is specifically for kid podcasts. And she does all of the vetting there as well. So like, you're not worried about them listening to something they shouldn't. Meredith is the person who made the app, and she's fabulous. She's just a really awesome mom. And she has worked really hard to make this kid app that can be on your phone, or it also can be on like an iPad or something for the kids. And all of the kid podcasts are there, so they can find what they like there as well. But as far as helping you and your littles bond, I truly will find a kid podcast that I think is interesting too. So like, there's a podcast called Goop Tales, which I know sounds kind of funny, but it's about these characters, and they're called Goops, and they travel the world learning about different cultures and different places. And I love to travel. That is one of my very favorite things to do. So when I found Goop Tales, I was like, yes, this is a perfect win. I can learn about new places to add to my list of like where I want to go. And my kids can get excited about travel too. And then I can take them with me, because then they're excited about it. So that is one way that I try to bond with my kids, is to be able to find things that I find interesting and then also get them interested. Or I'll do the other way. And like, one of my kids is really, really into animals right now. So I found an animal podcast that is short. It's like 10 minutes long. And I like to listen to podcasts, obviously. And so I'll listen to that with him, and then he'll be super excited, which makes me excited just because he's excited about learning about zebras or some new lizard or whatever. So he's excited, I'm excited, and we were able to learn about something together, which has just really been fun. And like you said, usually the podcast ends, but that doesn't end us bonding. We'll usually be like, oh, what does that look like? And we'll look it up, or we'll ask Google, hey, where's the closest habitat for king cobra or whatever. And we'll continue learning and growing and talking about whatever it is for long after the podcast is over. So it's just kind of just a good conversation starter for any age. And even with your spouse or with a friend, podcasts are just a really great way to start a conversation or start the research process on something that you didn't even know existed until you listened to a podcast about it.
I love that. We, as a family, we fold our laundry together, so I don't have to do it all. So I have the kids all help me. That's and stuff. Awesome. And I've tried listening to podcasts with them, but they're usually too long for the amount of time that we have. So I love that you have short ones too, like 10-minute ones, because I think that's all we really need, is like a quick podcast that we can listen to together, or folding socks and whatever. And then we can keep talking about it. Or usually my kids are like, and I'm out of here, they're out the door and they want to go play.
No, I get that. Truly, that is, interestingly enough, is one of the things that most people will ask about, is like how long podcasts are. So that is one thing that I say in every episode when I'm talking about a specific podcast, is how long they are. Because sometimes that will determine what I listen to, right? If I have 45 minutes to drive somewhere far, then I'll listen to a 45-minute episode. But if I'm folding laundry, or if I want to set a timer for myself, I'll listen to a 10 or 15 minute podcast, and then it's done and I can move on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is one thing I love about podcasts, is that not only is it varied in the material that they're talking about, but also like how long the episodes are, so that you can kind of fit it into your life when it works best for you.
Yes, I love that. So tell me your, like, do you have top three kids podcasts that you would recommend? If you had to pick your favorites, what would you recommend to listen to with your kids?
Well, okay. So let's say it's for your five-year-old.
Okay.
What is your five-year-old into? Like animals, space, science?
My five-year-old is super girly girl, loves dancing and all princess things and stuff like that.
Okay. Then I would say a more general one that pretty much every kid likes that I would start with is called Circle Round. Each episode's about 20 minutes and they do like folk tales from around the world. Really fun, beautifully produced. Each character has their own voice. Very engaging. There's one called Kids Short Stories that has all different kinds of stories. So another story one, I found those are my kids' favorites usually, but they do a lot of fairy tales in kids' short stories. So that might be a good fit for your 5-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a girly one and now I can't, like a princessy one. Okay. I'm going to think of it as soon as we're done and you can just put it in the show notes because
I'll do that.
Like I'm picturing it, but I can't think of the name right now. My 5-year-old is a boy. This week's obsession is army guys. So it's kind of like the exact opposite of princess. Right. Okay. I have one that I guess it's not specifically girly, but every little girl that I've talked to and shown it to, they've loved. It's called Clap for Classics. And it is specifically like a music education podcast, but they get to like dance around to the video. It's a bunch of like classical or folk music. And it's a very fun one for kids that need to move or dance or like to like move around a lot. So that's the other one I would probably recommend because it's just a solid one for any kids who either like to dance, like to move, or like music in general.
Awesome. I have to share one of our favorite podcasts.
Yes, please.
My kids, have you ever heard of Whose Amazing Life?
No, I'll add it to my list.
Yeah. So there was a podcast that was for adults. Like this one's not, kids shouldn't listen to this one. It's called, it's Imagine Life. It's not really bad, but it's just like a little bit more adult conversation. And they tell about somebody's life, but they don't tell you who the person is until the very end. And So now they've done it for, this one is specifically for kids. It's called Whose Amazing Life. And they tell the story about someone. They're a little bit shorter, very kid friendly. And then they tell you who this person is. And they try to relate to like people who kids will actually know. And That's it's so fun because then afterwards my kids are like, I know that person or, oh, I don't know who that person. Show me a picture. What do they do? More about them, you know? And that's been really fun to just like learn more about these people. So that's definitely one. It's a little bit longer. That's our road trip go-to is Whose Amazing Life.
So. Oh, I'm definitely adding that to my list. I love a good kid podcast.
Yes.
I like all podcasts. So It's hard to find a podcast I don't like, even if they're specifically for kids.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Andy. This has been so great. And I hope that everyone can continue to find podcasts that they love, but more than just listening it to ourselves, which is what I usually do, but finding ways to use it as a tool to connect with our families. So before we go, can you tell us where to find you and especially where to find this podcast guide?
Yes. So I am on Instagram and TikTok at Friendly Podcast Guide. My website is friendlypodcastguide.com. And so I have two guides. I have a guide to kid podcasts to help you find a podcast for your kids that won't also drive you crazy. And I have a guide to finding a podcast that you will love for moms that are just looking for a podcast that can maybe help you learn something or maybe just distract you a little bit from the craziness that is motherhood. Both of those are in my link tree on social media, or you can find them on my website pretty easily. I'll also give you links so that people can go directly to them if they want.
Yes, that'd be perfect. I will definitely put those in the show notes so people can just click on those and start looking for podcasts. So, well, thank you again, Andy. This has been so fun to talk to you about podcasts, which of course I love and you love. Well, great conversation.
Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. And, you know, I love talking podcasts, especially for moms, because podcasts are just the perfect medium for moms to take in information, if that's for entertainment or for learning. I think podcasts are just the best for moms.
Yes. Love it. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at ParentingIRLPodcast or find us on our website at ParentingInRealLife.com.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, make sure to tell a friend. That's the best way for people to find out about our podcast. And if you haven't already, give us a rating.
And a special thanks to our 5 kids for being kids.